Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Oh, you got me falling from a ceiling for you. No, right from the start, the Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm your host, La Pearl Enigma, and I am joined by my diva. Welcome back, Mrs. VIP. How you doing tonight, diva?
Oh, I'm wonderful, diva. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm elated. It's so good to finally hear your voice back here on Diva's Talk.
Yeah,
girl,
yeah,
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm just happy
man.
To be back.
Oh, man, we are happy to have you back. It was very pleasant. It was a great experience with my,
mm-hmm.
you know, my panel of guest divas riding shotgun with
yeah.
me every week. Man, oh, man, you back
oh,
now. We back in action. How are you
yeah.
feeling? How does it feel to be
you
back
know what?
After
I'm
so long?
Blown. Oh, my goodness. It feels so, so good. And I just want to thank those guest divas of ours, Ms. Lips and Lady A, for standing in for a woman, you know, standing for you, girl. I appreciate you, too. Thank you so much. And, Diva, before you continue, I just want to just thank everybody who texted me, sent me warm wishes, and wished me well. It helped. Trust me in the prayers. Hey. It got through, and here I am. So thank you.
That's right. We got one more diva that needs to be thanked. She didn't stay long because she had, you know, life be life, and but had Janice on here, too.
Yeah.
And she was amazing.
Thank
contributor
you,
as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, my diva. Thank you, baby diva. Appreciate you, girl.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, man, I'm trying to keep myself together, trying to keep from cracking apart because I'm just excited to have you back here. You know, it's been such a long time, felt like forever, honestly.
Yes.
And, yeah, we was throwing them prayers up, like, please, please, turn her voice, please get her back in this. Okay. So, yeah, it's beautiful.
I understand.
Yeah. So, Ben, would you like to do the honors, or would you like me to finish the introduction to the show?
You know what? It's been a while, but, you know, I'm going to go ahead and give it a whirl. How about that?
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And tonight we just want to thank our illustrious CEO, Mr. Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. And he is not only brainchild of Epiphany, he is also CEO, founder of Raw Links. And I'm going to tell y'all something. That jewelry is amazing. Am I right, Diva? We always have ours on, right?
Always. Yes, it is. Absolutely beautiful.
Yes, they are. So, Diva, you know as well as I do what those crystals, those gemstones, what they do and how we do. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, we'll never, ever be disappointed. And you can find those amazing gems and gemstones and wood and metals. And you can find them on Facebook. What is it, Instagram and Amazon? Is it, Diva?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So, and if you can't find those gems or can't seem to get any, you contact one of us at Epiphany, and we'll make sure you get some. You better go get you some.
For sure. Yeah.
So,
Diva,
back to you.
Thank you. Yes, like my Diva said, everybody, this is Diva's Talk. And you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is sponsored by Raw Links. Why the average when you can be raw? Baby, baby. The dollar number is 319. It's okay. Dollar number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that 1 to join us. We love you, too. Now, tonight, Diva, is we ain't get nobody no hard assignment, you know, blog talking, cutting up, so, you know, but the message is out there. Y'all know, y'all, my regulars, y'all already know what it's hitting for. You come on through here every Wednesday night at 9, okay, right here on Epiphany Radio. Now, tonight is open mic, so before we start opening up these microphones, I am going to stand back. I'm putting the spotlight on you, okay, because you've been gone for too long. Okay.
Yeah.
I am going to move out of the way. Yes. And whenever you're ready, Diva, it's most definitely yours.
Well, thank you, Diva. I might name this piece the Do Not Call Registry. Keep my name away from your lips. It's on the Do Not Call Registry. You no longer have the right to contact me as I deem myself irrelevant, invisible to you. You write checks your ass can't cash, selling wolf tickets to a concert I'll never see. So now I'm living life from this day to my last. Check out what I'll do in the dash. Fortunately, I lost your number the day you left. You kept thinking I'd come back. I didn't. And now you feel bereft, like you lost a big part of yourself. That is no longer my concern. The other one you ghosted me for will someday feel as I do, because you'll cheat on her too. But let me say this, you'll miss me, because I did you the right way. You never had it so good. Someone who called out your name in ecstasy, then discovered the game you played. Yeah, the joke was on me. It's cool. Yeah, I played the fool, the wise duck, and I never came back and took you to school. Are you heartbroken? Too bad. I moved on. I'm good. No closure needed. So lose my number and your words unspoken. That piece.
Oh, you came back strong. Yeah, get them. Look, been there, done that, girl. Trust me. It's, you know what? How ironic you spit this piece, because I was speaking to a friend of mine earlier about this doing you a certain kind of way and you giving the best of yourself. You know, people will miss you. Your presence in your absence will be felt stronger rather than when you are actually there with them, taking and contending with the crap that they put out to you. When you finally go on, man, it's over. Yo, that was a dope piece. I wasn't expecting you to come back that strong, but that was dope. Oh, man. I feel so good.
Good. Yes, that did feel good. So, Diva, my Diva, it is now your turn. I'm going to step off and turn the spotlight on you. And when you're ready, it's yours.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, this is, I wrote this, this is recent. This is fresh ink. It ain't like today fresh ink, but this is a few days old. So, and this is called Untouchable Luggage. Oh. I can't unpack this luggage anymore. It's just too much you've left behind this time. Because once again, you waited until I fell in love with us. Then you walked away. I'm not going to touch this bag ever again, so I'll just leave it right here at the baggage claim for someone else to take. It's always when you recognize your power that somehow my feelings became irrelevant. So here is where my relevancy begins. And it's valid. I keep my head to the sky now, and it is breathtaking because I trust myself and all the signals of my body, which leads me to an opening of a deepening type of love. That's somewhere you'll probably never visit, a place you'll probably never feel, because it's past pain past anxiety, past anger, past fear. See, what I learned from every time you left, in order to make space to have that room for something new, you must let go of some things. Just unload. And some of those things may be what you're used to, all that you've ever known. I've unloaded. So I'm going to leave that luggage and go on to find my new way. Because ain't no fun in crying tears that can't come from joy in the morning that lasts throughout the day. And that's that peace.
Ooh. Ooh, my diva. Mm. Leave that baggage behind, the anxiety. Ooh. Ooh. I love that.
Girl.
You know, that's what we need to do to move on a lot of times. I mean, all the time, quite a skip. Because you have to let go of everything you've experienced, everything you've ever known before you, and heal before you jump on to the next. I love that.
Absolutely.
So, peace and peace, Diva. Well,
thank
Diva,
you.
Are you ready to
yeah.
open these mics? All right.
I am too, but I want to, you know, we got to pay the bill. So what I'm going to do, I got to find it.
All right.
You know, and then after we pay these bills, we can come back in here and start getting to some more poetry. Whew, I can't wait. All right. We'll be right back.
Tiffany Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. I'm going to throw that dial-in number for you once again. It is 319-527-6300. And please press that 1 to join us. All right, Diva, I'm ready to open up these microphones and hear some amazing poetry. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
First,
bring it on, Diva.
All right. The first artist we have up on the mic is one of my guest panel of divas, which, oh, man, she was incredible, Ms. Lisa Lips. Hey, Diva, how you doing? Welcome.
Hey. What's up, ladies? It is so good to hear you back, Mrs. VIP.
Well, thank you. And thank you so much for stepping in for a sister.
Absolutely, absolutely. No,
yeah.
Thanks. Oh, I had a ball.
Oh, man.
Sounded like it, too.
Oh, they did such an amazing job. I think I made the right choice. You know, there was no stumbling. They kept the energy high and beautiful. And oh wow, the poetry,
wonderful.
And then the conversation, man. Yeah. I couldn't have asked for better. So, Miss Liz. It is open mic tonight. It is open mic. What did you bring for our listening pleasure?
I think we all on the same wavelength tonight for some reason, because I kind of got a piece that's in the same vein as what you guys just did.
Okay. Right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to move out of the way. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
This piece is called I Deserve. I am not your possession, but you can learn how to own me. I am not your slave, but I will do what you ask. I will never be your concubine, but I will allow you to have me. And I won't be your master, but I can drive you wild. Give me your honesty, and I'll open my world to you. Never betray me, and I'll be your peace. Respect who I am at my core, and my loyalty will know no bounds. Love me completely, and you will never want for your needs to be met. I am unlike anything you have ever known. I give my all, or I give nothing. I provide enough space for your true character to shine. But if you hurt me and refuse to understand why, I will close the door, because I won't run a race that I can't win. I play for first, or I leave the field. I deserve to be your champion, or you deserve to lose me. I'm lit, and you've just been served.
Yeah, well, you know what? Thanks to my diva who's back, she's the one that kicked this off. It's crazy how we are in sync with one another, with our pieces. I didn't know what she was bringing. She didn't know what I was bringing. None of us knew what you were bringing. But, yes, we are on the same wavelength. And it's amazing to be on the same frequency. I love that piece. It's just like what we are talking about, each one of us, you know. I can be your everything, but don't take that for granted. And don't give me that sense of entitlement. I was just talking to somebody about this earlier, how people have a sense of entitlement and they push it off on you like you're supposed to just bow down and kiss their ass and it's supposed to be okay for them to say whatever, you know, to respond to you in a way where it's like there's just a disregard for how you may feel or how it may affect you, you know? And what makes it worse is a dismissive tone, you know, and then to follow it is deflection. That is it just makes my blood boil when you are deflective and you can't acknowledge, you can't take responsibility for the part that you played in this shit, you know? Oh, man, amazing, amazing piece, Diva. I love that. Ms. VIP, what you got for that?
The first time it hit is I will not be your concubine. I was like, it's like if I can't be the one, I'm not the one. And I like that, because there's no compromise, because if you're willing to really open and vulnerable to somebody, you have to actually trust them not to hurt you. And and if you are, then don't even bother stepping my way. So that was decent. My Diva. Yeah, Diva, that was on.
All of us played at one point or another, but we learned that lesson, and we know not to step in that area.
Absolutely.
And if you coming at me, come at me clear. Don't come at me with a whole bunch of business and side turns and ducking in alleys. Nah, you can have that.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to send you over to the Temptation Station, so gracefully named by Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. And go in there, grab yourself a drink, a seat, and sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love,
one mic.
See if
you can stick around. See if you can stick around, you know, for the rest of the show, because we may spin the block. All right?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Very, very nice. Now, I am such a fan. Next artist up on the mic is my other amazing diva that was on my panel and giving great conversation and commentary. Lady A. How you doing,
Hello.
My lady?
Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Great.
And thank you for stepping in. You guys
it was
wonderful.
Fun. Thank you so much. It was a great time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You guys brought a different flavor, a different level of conversation, and you didn't fail me. You were right there, Johnny, on the spot every week. And like I said, I don't think I could have picked better, honestly. And I thank you for it. I truly, truly do.
I thank you for the opportunity. It was wonderful.
Absolutely. Yes. Now, Lady A, tonight is open mic. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to step down off the stage. I'm going to adjust the spotlight on you, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Seeing in the Darkness. Dark and dreary, cold and wet, a rain slick rose she won't forget. She left him at the station. She cried a million tears. He said she was a fool. He never really cared. Into the night she crept, shattered was her dream. She walked, she cried, unsatisfied, then she screamed. Blinded by the lights, the brakes screeched to a stop. Hit by a ton of steel, her life for death she swapped. Drenched, dripping wet, in a heap she lay on the ground, listening, lightning lit the skies, and thunder roared its sound. She prayed to die that fateful night. Emotions overflowed. Her hopes and her dreams all died on that watery road. Why put so much of you into a man for happiness? Dry your tears, stand straight and tall, and never acquiesce. Your umbrella may be broken, tattered round the edge. Begin again. Love your life. Make this your daily pledge. And peace.
Wow.
Ooh. Okay.
Diva, you can go first.
I love this because you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of a woman that's rising from the ashes like a phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've been down low and now there's no place to go but up. And nothing's going to stop you this time. And then you choose to be up. And I like that because it turned out like really, first it was like, whoa, what? And then boom, you hit me. You're like, uh-uh, going up, I will succeed.
Exactly.
I love
that. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Absolutely. Diva, what you got for that?
This lady, kind of reminds me of a lot of the pieces that I write because I speak on my past experiences of the heartbreak. I also tell about how I found myself and I fell in love with myself once I knew who I was. There's a group called Legendary Inc. It's an amazing poetry group. And I just got a notification right before the show started that I was in the hot seat for being asked questions. And one of the questions was, what is it that changed my view or perspective or something like that on poetry? And I said that, oh my goodness, why can't I remember what I said? It was an amazing question that they asked me, but it was basically...
What made you change, what changed your mind from being perhaps a victim to a victorious woman?
You know what? There was a poet that I love, Maya Angelou, okay?
Yeah.
And a phenomenal woman has got to be my favorite piece. Aside from her speaking about being a rainbow in somebody's cloud, because I try to be that for everybody. I like to breathe life into all of you guys. Phenomenal Woman made me recognize parts of me in that piece that she wrote. And when I started recognizing parts of me in that piece, I started falling in love with those parts of me, because I realized that no matter what somebody thinks, how they look at you, what they say, or the energy they give off, I am still an amazing woman, and I give the best of me, and I love that. I love the fact that I am blessed to be able to do that, even though I have been through some traumatizing shit. So I love this piece. It scared me at first when I first heard you talking about she was in the street and she got hit. Or I was like, wait a minute, because I'm too visual for this shit. I see blood, you know, you talking about she drenched and wet. I'm like, I'm waiting for the word blood to come out your mouth too. And I'm like, oh, shit. Is she giving us a horror story or what? But then you rose up and into a different part of her. So I appreciate this piece. I really, really do. Thank you so much. My goodness gracious. Wow.
Thank you so much.
I know. I'd like you to see if you could stick around for the show, because we're going to spin the block. Depending on the amount of callers we get, but we're definitely going, we're going to try and spin the block and just have another piece ready for us if you can.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Go on over there to the Temptation Station and we'll grab yourself a drink. Lisa's already in there, okay? And sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
She's an amazing
poet.
Yeah. She really is. Yes. She puts so much emotion. It's her the emotions that she puts in it though, they flow so easily and you can't help but feel what she's saying, you know, feel the vibration that's coming off of her, and I love it. I'm such a fan. All right, Diva, are you ready for this next poet? This next artist up on the mic. We got ourselves C-Double 34 Music, y'all. Hey, C-Double. Welcome to Diva's Talk. How you doing?
Hey, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Now, Adrian.
Yeah.
Cool.
You know I miss you.
Oh.
Where you been?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, ma'am. Come on, man.
You know what?
Don't you ever leave me ever again. There you go.
I'm going to try not to.
Right. I feel better now. Ladies,
oh,
good show.
Thank you. Ooh, it's always good to have you on here. Great to hear you. Now, tonight is open mic, I'm sure you've heard. We'd like to know, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
I know I've done this before, and usually I don't do it a second time, but I'm going to go with it. The piece is called If You Were Here.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let me move out the way and fix the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, ladies. Listen, I miss you much. You said for us to wait a while, but for me, in my mind, if this isn't love, then love makes no sense. See, my dear, I'll open up my heart. I fantasize having high hopes that we'd be making love in the rain. It may sound crazy, but I'm only human. I mean, come on, baby. Let's go get wet. I'll let you choose any time, any place. It's funny how time flies when someday is tonight. And I don't want wild girls. I have displayed sensitivity to your needs. I hope this rubs you the right way, to where you keep your eyes on me, because I won't go a day without your sunshine, as I've obtained the knowledge having tender love with you isn't fake. I'm not saying I'm innocent in all this. You're a high priority, and this right here is all for you. So spend the night and don't have a change of heart. No one's going to love you this way. I really do mean to turn you on. I think about you from Sunday to Saturday. You look so good in those fishnet black pantyhose. See, if you were here tonight, I wouldn't have to jerk out, especially if you tell me you still care. You know we, the lovers, win every time. In me, this is the new style, and you're the finest I'll ever know. This bed's too big for me to be all alone. Come back to me and let's get the mood right. You're the right kind of lover for me. Let me explore your pleasure principle. Thank you for accepting this chance to do the nasty and for what you've done for me lately. Don't leave me being solo. Now tell me, where do you want me to put it? That's my piece.
Oh. Well, damn. Well, damn.
Ooh, you've been missed, girl.
Okay. Janet Jackson has been flying through the air, but wow. Wow.
Yes. Ooh, I'm trying to
now tell you. Know my husband's in the other room, C. Dabble. Lord.
That's what I was saying when he growled. Oh,
okay.
My God.
The Mrs. VIP. Oh, my goodness. Well,
that
was I'll tell you something. That wasn't so decent. I'm like, whoa. The innuendo was so strong, I had a hot flash. But okay.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I got something to say. Alexander O'Neill is one of my favorite singers. And he hasn't made a whole lot of hits, but the ones that he did make are timeless classics, okay?
Mm. Yeah.
And I really don't care what it is. He could be Saturday Love with Sherelle. It could be My Sunshine. Mm. All of that,
yeah.
Okay? I love me some Alexander O'Neill. So I'm really, really, and I heard Janet up in there and a couple of other groups.
Course.
You always kick the nostalgia, always, with the either the lines from the songs or a sitcom or something that was very, very popular. And I just, man, I appreciate your pieces, but tonight you That was a hell of a welcome back. It's all good.
Yeah, Miss VIP. Miss VIP is going to have me like Horseshack on Welcome Back, Cotter, but I'm going to make it sexier.
Oh,
my Lord.
That was another great show, man. I used to love watching that, Vinnie Barbarino.
I did too.
Okay. Yes. Another classic. Oh, man. All right, C-Double, thank you so much. It would be nice if you could stick around because, you know, we may spin the block and come at y'all for another piece. If possible, would you? Could you?
Oh, you trying to moan on me?
No.
You know better.
I know better. Yeah, I'm going to escort you myself over there to Temptation Station and let you grab yourself a drink and sit back and put your feet up and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. One love, one mic to both of you ladies.
Very, very, very nice.
Oh, devil.
It's all good, though. It's all good. You call him the devil. Oh, so we got another artist in here, but I don't recognize his number, so I'm going to just...
You know what? I might recognize that number, but wait till he comes on.
All right. We got area code 215. Who do we have on the mic?
In the house.
Hi there, people. Hi, how are you? How are you?
Hello. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. This is going to be my first time on the show. I go by the name of...
You go by the name of
Blaze.
What? Of who?
Blaze.
I knew it was you. I heard you. Yeah. After a while, you couldn't disguise it for so much. I said, I know who this is now. Hey, Blaze. How you been, sweetie?
You?
Welcome. Goodness.
Thank you. How are you?
Good.
It's Adrian Donnell Cheney. Contain me.
Don't be giving out my government. I'm the Pearl of Naples.
Danielle, contain me.
My government. I know your name, too, but I ain't saying it.
Okay, all right. You know, my apologies. You know, I'm told my fault.
Oh, man. All right, Blaze, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? It is open mic.
Yes, I am. I'm going spaz tonight. I'm going to snap out in a romantic way, though.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
all right.
Whenever you're ready, Mike, it's yours.
You can't even begin to try and comprehend the effects that you have on me just in your coexistence. Last night, while I was in a deep sleep, having night terrors, because of you, I awakened in my most woke position. If I were completely deaf in both ears and you spoke, I'd listen. I'd be too broke not to, due to your rich fervor. I would have had to make a merger with hopeful wishing to accelerate the process in my pole position. For you, I thirst. Reaching unsurmountable speeds to reach and keep you, my angel, you and your soul. I'd be damn near froze in this mission. Having you as my better half / significant other, yeah, this brother would do you right day and night, breaking codes of predictions, how my love for you unfolds as it holds you in lessons, knowing that your richness is platinum bold and vicious, and I'd fight for you, tooth, nail, and all other kinds of weaponry. I'm here to give you more than just the best of me on these roads in any and all hot and cold conditions. Snotty nose and dripping woman, you will never be let go of ever, even if we were severed at the rows and rows of digging. I mean, they better hold rallies, Zoom meetings, council sessions, you and I separated. It better not be spoken of, because this man for that woman, bet no, I go in tripping, choking, twisting, thinking I'm joking, broken, fists and bullets, swords, bokens, ripping to these fake soldiers. Didn't see it different, but these are the rules I go by when I fight for the woman that I love, and which are no rules at all, and I mean none, zero, weirdo. So you can think I'm playing and attempt to test me. Go right on ahead and poke the bear that's hibernating. It'll be your end of days when he awakes from resting. I will do all what's needed to safeguard who I love if they allow me to love them to no end, even on lands that are frozen, and you be my black Elsa. I know this sounds distasteful, but for you, I foam at the mouth daily like drinking a full glass of Alka-Seltzer, because you were who I'd always wanted to be, caressing. Baby, you are my salad, and I am your dressing. And deep down inside me, I know beyond any shadow of doubt that we were made to be one another's blessing. Yes, deep down inside me, I know that we were made to be one another's blessing, you and I. One another's blessing. Blaze and peace.
You know what, Diva? What jumped at me? This brother will do you right day and night. Ooh, so now. And hey, you're my salad. I'm your dressing, and we were both meant to be a blessing. I'm paraphrasing because I know I didn't get that right place, but I'm going to tell you, that was decent. Decent piece. Loved it.
Thank you.
Like I said, yes, it was. You did go off. You did go off. And it's not like your normal. Sometimes you go off and you be like, I'll be like, is he really going to hurt somebody? You know? Because your pieces are very powerful. They're emotional, and they give off a strong vibe. I like this one. I really, really do. It's nice. Nice.
Thank you.
It's a gentler approach than what you normally bring. So thank you for bringing it to us. Now, I'm going to send you over to Temptation Station. I'm going to have my diva escort you over there. But if you can, stick around, you know, hang out in the lounge with Lisa Lips, Lady A, you know, over there, and Two Doubles over there, too, probably growling in their damn ears. And we're going to spin the block. I'd like you to pick out something else to spit for our listening pleasure again, if you could.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Wow. What a pleasant surprise.
Yes. Very,
people
very
going
nice.
Fighting
very.
Now.
Honey. All right, Diva. Well, I don't see any more hands up. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to pay the bills, and I'm also going to throw a song up in there. By the time I get back, hopefully, our artist will have another piece for us. Is that all right with you?
No, that's all right with me.
All right.
Epiphany Radio.
Been nice if I'd have knew I had to take myself off of mute. Oh, man. Wow. Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is Diva's Talk. So, Diva.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How are we going to do this? We're going to go down the line with the poets, and then you and I finish it off with a piece from each other. Oh, wait a minute. Got another hand raised up in here. We got one of the hosts of Epiphany Family. This is the one half host of Just Jay and Gina show. Got ourselves Just Jay. Hey, Jay, welcome to Divas Talk. How you doing tonight?
Y'all back at it again, I see. Hey, VIP, how you doing, lady? You all right?
Wonderful. Yes, I am.
You sounding good. I'm good. You sounding good. You sounding strong. That make me feel better. That's what's up.
Thank you so much.
That's
all right.
Awesome.
Hey, Danielle, how you doing, ma'am? You all right?
I feel like this damn cold is trying to come back at me again, but other than that, I'm good.
Who bringing it to you?
My kids, my grandson.
Okay.
You know, and when you're in a family and you're not going to stay away from your family, you know, my kids, they come around me all the time.
I don't know.
They walk through the door and they sneeze before they get up the stairs. But, you know, germs,
right.
They travel up to 6 feet before they dissipate. So, you know, and the baby's right here. He wants to be up on me all the time because he's got his mama. I can't push him away.
No.
That, you're right. That's it, you know. So it's all good, though.
It's the love.
There you go. And love helps you heal. So it's all good. But, Mr. Just Jay, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? It's open mic.
I have a piece about love. I've been personifying love into different things. This time I didn't personify love into this thing. Last time I had her, she was a gladiator. She was a warrior. This time I just go into the piece.
All right. Well, I'm going to move out the way and address the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Appreciate you, Queen. Love laid in the cracks, the creases and the crevice of the shadow buried deep, hiding in the spider hole. You see, love had had enough. Love had contracted PTSD, and love refused to love anymore. Having been beaten flat and walked on by opportunities that did not include love, and love wandered. Love was told that it would never be enough, and love had fallen in love with the romantic notion of wanting to be loved, and her starving and her wasting emaciation was a self-inflicted wound of love wanting that with what love wanted. Love slowly grew into an unnatural shape, pleasing to the eye like a bonsai whose back had been broken repeatedly and healed, but was beautiful to the eye. And many longed to purchase her love because they wanted this beauty to be theirs, their own little birdie under glass. Even if it was just for a moment, love was still unwanted. Love twisted into modern art and admired by the masses, living life. The rose-colored glasses. Love had been bruised by too many chances. Love from her knees said, "Why don't nobody love love?" Maybe because love don't love nobody. Poem.
Ooh, love don't love nobody.
That's one of my favorite songs.
I like that song, too, but you know what? Whenever I hear that saying, love don't love nobody, it goes two ways for me, okay? Because it's true, love doesn't love nobody, but it's also, it's free. It's that, like I tell everybody, love is that bird that must fly free. That's what love is. It's freedom, you know? So, and you know what, Jay, your voice, your flow, your enunciation it's a classic thing. The combination is classic. That's what I get when I hear you with your pieces and I listen to what you say. And that, your piece, all of them, you know what, you have this way about you where you could spit something. Although I've never really heard you spit an angry piece, but I'm probably sure if you came in talking about describing a gun that you had in your pocket and how you would pull it out and use it, it would still sound classic. Okay, it's just something about the way you fit your pieces, and I'm such a fan. I love listening to you. I really, really do. And this piece is no exception. I really appreciate you bringing in what you're doing. Yes,
I appreciate you. I was stumbling through it a little bit, and I was like, "Oh, get yourself together, man! Get yourself together, man!"
It sound like it.
No, you can't do
that.
Thank you. You know, when the pictures start getting fuzzy when I'm doing my piece, I know that I'm out of phase with the poem, and I feel there's a couple of times through there where I really couldn't see the image that was trying to be conveyed, even though I had it written down here right. I wasn't saying it right.
Mm-hmm. We can. It sounds
sweet.
It sounds flawless as always. So it's all good though. That's all good.
Thanks, sis. So
thank you. But before I let you skate up out of here, you thought I forgot, didn't you? Can you please tell, why am I smelling an orange?
That's an odd thing to shout over the radio.
I'm sorry. It's hitting me out of nowhere. I'm sorry. But can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. We're going to have an interview. I don't know who it's going to be as of right now. We have a couple of people that we're trying to line up times with. So I'll give you all the details as they come to me. But, yeah, we have an interview this Saturday on the small house side. We have Andrea Benjamin. She's from where's she from? She is from South London. South London had a bad side to it. She was a bad girl. She used to stick up folks with knives and all that other good type of stuff. She's a government worker now, and she also does poetry. She has a very interesting story. Her accent is almost like, not like the modern day accent they have now. It's more towards the old English accent. Because she grew up in affluential different areas after she had returned from out of prison or before. I can't remember how it had worked.
Okay.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, Jess Jay, thank you very much for that amazing piece and letting us know what you have going on. I'm going to escort you over here to Temptation Station. You got to be patient with me.
Let's get it done, yeah. Well, we're going to hold each other up then. Let's try that one.
All right. I ain't drinking tonight, though, but, you know, drinks are on the house always. So go in there and grab yourself. Find yourself a nice spot. Sit back, put your feet up, and take your sock ball. Baby, baby. One love.
Give me some Alizé. All right, y'all.
One love. We
got you. We got
y'all take
come
care.
On, nice. Very, very nice. All right, Diva, let's spin this block and get back to these poets again and see what else they brought for us. Up first on the mic is Miss Lips. Hey, Diva, what else you got for us?
All right. I got this piece. This is an older piece, but we're going to try it. It's called He Wrote in Cursive.
The mic is yours.
Wrote in cursive on my skin. Stylized words.
Wait a minute, Diva. I'm sorry. Diva, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you are very, very choppy. We can barely hear you.
Okay.
If you could start over, maybe find a different area or something, but you're real, real choppy.
All right. Is it better now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wrote in cursive on my skin, stylized words of love. His penmanship was that of an expert. Calligraphy so beautiful that God himself took notice. And each syllable was so exquisitely designed that scholars throughout history came to study his work. And as I laid before him as his blank canvas, my soul soaked up his ink and locked it into my DNA for all time. Because you see, I wasn't just his release. I was his sanctuary. And he scrolled out scriptures on my frame through twists and turns of mountains and valleys and across the open plains of my belly, sacred musings of transcendental beauty that foretold the journey we were embarking on. Because he knew what our future was to be, as if he were back from the future just to bring me along to the precipice on which he once stood. Somewhere in a distant land I have yet to know, for the chance to stare destiny in the eye and become one with this man-god who has fixed his eyes upon me, just so he could write in cursive upon my skin the history of the origins of true love from another lifetime where we were ancients and the world took heed to our hedonistic passion when we were once only flesh upon flesh, drowning ourselves in immortal desire. But now, as mere mortals, overcome by emotion and the deep desire to build a sacred bond, we follow our moral compass to a land and time where twain became one for eternity, defying all of nature to love in perpetuity through many forms and fashions, only to end up once again in each other's arms, where he writes in cursive on my skin of love reincarnate, unending throughout all eternity. I'm Lip, and you've just been served.
Wow.
Cursive. Go ahead, Diva.
Let me, yes. I love that one. But that line was, I just wasn't his peace. I was his sanctuary. That I love.
Yes.
And that's what I, moreover, concentrated on, because above all else, it just wasn't a physical thing. It was a spiritual thing. Anytime when you could be a man's sanctuary, where he can have peace. Yes. I'm telling you, Diva.
It was everything you just said. Yes.
Yeah, it's like,
for me.
Very passionate.
Yes. To be his sanctuary. Girl, do you know what kind of trust and serenity is brought to that man for him to feel that way? Because what men look for, they look for a safe space of trust, you know, where they can release, leave their troubles at the door and just come into where it's home. She is home to him. Oh, God, that piece. I love it. I loved it. Oh, my goodness. You be holding out, but it's all good. I love
you. Know what,
really,
you ain't got it. They used to say, if you, those who can't teach. So I guess those who don't learn right, because I ain't had it, but I wish for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. See, you tell those stories, you know what I'm saying? You tell those stories, and then after a minute, it can start to get good, and then all of a sudden it's, this is lips and you just been served. Wait a minute. So, I mean, that's what I say. That's what I told you, Diva. You need your book, girl. Mm-hmm. You need your book. Put them pieces in a book. It's all good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I know. That's what's up.
All right, Diva. Well, thank you once again for sticking around. Yes. I'm going to let you go on and get back in there and finish. I don't know what y'all in here doing, but I hope you're enjoying yourself and being easy.
Hey, tips over there.
All right. All right, Diva. Thank you once again. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
That's our signature right there. All right, we're going to bring back in our Canadian connection. Lady A,
hi.
Is you ready? Did you
I
bring
am.
Something else for me? All
yes.
right, well, I'm not
right.
going to have you long. I'm going to move out the way, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called The Beast. Screaming. I am screaming. Why? Why is it so cruel? A wolf devouring every creature in sight. Taming has been impossible. The beast insists on being fed. Innocent victims fall prey, though. This creature is fate. It kills for hate. Vacant are its eyes. Absent is its soul. No one can intervene. Not me, not you, not them, not even God. It uses its leverage to gain power. It knows no one will harm it as long as the kits are held as pawns. It is skilled and flaunts the kits. I want to pat the beast to help it remember when it was tame, when it returned affection and love, and how could this once dove-like creature become hardened and filled with hate? Why does it bite the hand who lovingly bathed and brushed and loved it? Oh, wild one, come sit by me. Let my love pour into you. Let me. Snapping and snarling, such anger. The fire in its eyes are torches for its enemy. Oozing, leeching, percolating until it is blind. Let me. I cannot scream forever. In poem.
Let me ask you something, Lady A. Who is the beast, or what's the beast?
The beast is drugs, and the victim is my daughter.
Okay.
Wow.
I had to ask that. I had to ask that because I didn't want to make assumptions. But
yeah. And the beast turned her into one as well. It's a, you know, it's a metaphor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This was written 6 years ago.
Wow.
I've written a lot of poems. I don't read them too often, but this was, I wish, you know, when I think about it, when I read the words, like I could see her as she was at one time, and I see her now, it's like, oh, so sad.
Yeah. I get it. Well, thank you for that piece. Thank you for the honesty, the transparency. I know it can't be easy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm going to send you back over here to the lounge and go in there, finish doing whatever y'all doing. Just don't break nothing over there. Yeah, everybody said don't break nothing over there, because That breaking stuff ain't on the house. The drinks is on the house, but the breaking stuff ain't. All
right? Thank
all right,
you.
One love. You're welcome. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right, Diva. Uh-huh. Next artist. Coming back to Mr. Blaze. All right, Blaze. Welcome back.
Yes, I'm back.
What else did you do?
I don't know what's going on with my throat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said, what else did you bring for our listening pleasure?
Man, I'm trying to get my throat back in order for some reason. I've been over here choking the whole time.
Oh, no.
Oh,
man.
Voices, I don't know where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man. I had a piece ready and made a mistake and lost it.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Well,
okay,
you want us
so,
to come back to you?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that. All right. And we are right back over here to Just Jay. Jay, you think you got another piece for us?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I'll move out the way. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This prompt came from Dr. Russ Livingston. It's about 14 of them, and Miss Lady on Clubhouse. I'm famished. I think I'll go get fed on the net, because tonight I feel like seeing a fight. I'm pissed, dismissed, and definitely disenfranchised, and would definitely be remiss if I missed an opportunity like this. So tonight, somebody's going to have to fight. Whether by stick, by stone, or broken bone, I'm going to sit front row from my own home, from this throne, just like every other night, as I put my mental camouflage on. I'll be Julius to this gladiatorial arena, while shells fall like tokens into my favorite arcade sniper with no place to respawn. It is very serious, ladies and gentlemen. As I sit and wait for the rush of that crimson tide that comes from deep inside, I welcome the ride of bloodlust, becoming infected by the bloodthirst of the crowd. As I say something truly vile and the crowd goes wild. Now you see, I'm an elder statesman. I become roused by the carnage of these blood-soaked video clips, receive my approval, and that's a big thumbs up of endorphins surging into my brain, permeating to my very psyche in a moment of high-mindedness. I start to feel happy because I have found a home for my hate, my cowardice, and my guns, and it gives me a feeling. A feeling that I'm a mighty man on the battlefield. Look at me. It's like watching TV. It is so good at what I do. It's like everyone else is unarmed and defenseless. They fortify their positions like women and children. I am a man among infants. My movements and my technique are flawless. It should not be so easy if I do say so myself. You want to know who I am? I am the master of this universe, of this moment in time. They are recording me from every angle imaginable in perpetuity throughout the known universe. I'm the majestic fool, the perfect tool, and tonight I will win a bullet-riddled body. But my exploits here tonight will live past this life in the annals of digital media. And I would like to thank everyone laying and pouring out here tonight. Because without me, none of this would have been possible. Thank you. I am your active shooter. Poem.
Wow. Yo. I'm going to tell you something. I love this piece. This is incredible. This is one of your best ones, I'm telling you. It was
thank you.
I was in a movie I was in a movie and someone was like, you're the narrator, and I saw it. I'm like, whoa, whoa. And you said, I am your active shooter. I'm like, oh. Wow.
I love to hear you when you geek out over poems, VIP. I've been missing that. Good to have you back, lady.
Damn, man. I mean, I'm saying to myself, are you the beast? Are you friend or foe? Damn. And then that line right here, I'm the active shooter. Okay, I get it now. Damn.
Yeah.
That was deep. It was deep. It was real deep. But it was great. It was so dope.
Thank you.
Damn.
Do I have to do a trigger warning with a piece like this right here? Because this is a, like, in-your-face type of piece.
Yeah.
Or should I?
I think you should give a heads up because it is a trigger for some people because it's very real. It's not as if we don't deal with that kind of thing in the world today.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Wow. Yeah, that was pretty deep. Yes, definitely give a heads up for trigger
warning.
But you know what? And it's true, but it's so common, and it's a daggone shame that it's become so common. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's the worst part of it. But, man, I saw all of it.
Thank you, VIP.
All right, Jay, thank you very much. You can go on back over there to the Temptation Station Lounge. Like I told Lady A, drinks were in the house, but breaking stuff isn't. So don't y'all break nothing.
Wait a minute. You got to make a rule like that? What the hell going
on? Yes. Yes, because it come out of my paycheck, and then I'm going to get a pink slip from for real. I ain't trying to go through all of that.
I'm with you on that.
Don't break nothing. Okay. Even though I'll be right back the very next day, them pink slips don't mean nothing, you know, but I'm just saying.
Hi,
Jay. Thank you very much. One love,
thanks
one mic.
Much love.
One love, one mic.
Ooh. All right. Let's go back over here to Blaze, see if he's found something for us, all right? Blaze, you ready for us now?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. The mic is yours.
Okay. I need 4 female participants, and I will guarantee that I smoke all their asses like weed and carcinogens. Yeah. You, her, you, and you. I truly do need 4. Come see me, Seymour. Seymour, 4-way hazard insanity workouts, knocking the dirt out due to deep stroking you from the back, and your legs are gonna straddle my back as I'm lifting you, getting all types of physical, whimsical, spinning you, honey dripping and skinny dipping you, gripping you, becoming mystical, putting the tip of this thick brick dick in you, then I'ma sit in you till I deeply slipped in you. I'm talking slid off the grid in you, and it's crazy because I'm grinning too while I'm kissing you, flipping you, tongue licking you, till I get you so soaking wet where you'll never be able to stop that drizzle, boo. My plan is to cripple you, etch and sketch, erase, redraw, then scribble you. Next, you'll never be able to follow what I'm about to do as I configure to put this hurt out, but know this, I want to be the first mouth to be eating you, eating your earth out, all up in your river view, till I totally drain you of all your squirt out to the point that if this were a fight, I was going to make this your worst bout. No, making love to lust rotation slow baking in your oven, much more stuffing all this banana loving deep down in your love bin. I'm talking the innermost core of your buttery cream peach flavored muffin, taking turns 3 and 4 times over till I blow your motor and your both are nicely tucked in from half a shift of monstrous fucking. Now let's move to the other two, doing things, boo, that'll make the deceased want some of this meat, turn it in their graves all backwards, performing overly active backflips, one going in, giving me all types of doughnob blowjobs. Her main objective is and was to go rob me blind of all my ejaculating responsibilities, and right now she's feeling kind of silly, see? Not knowing a billion me's or bringing to ruin all her internal utilities while tasting this petite little mini thing making mess while she's held in sheer nakedness. And I'm not at any point, and I do mean not at any point, am I wasting breaths. Yeah, this is me, dog. And if you can picture her as leapfrogs, then you can see her legs straddle my neck, but in forward thrust airplane takeoff, cupping her breast, and you can see I'm starving, eating my face off while you've no choice but to push all that cush up out your bush. And I know you'd wish I'd shush, but I don't care. Nah, I ain't to get you down in there. You got this mountainous bed that displays fit sprays of pleasures, squishing and mushing all up in your cushion. I love your cushion, and I can tell you love my cooking. It's all in your looks, and I know you wasn't ready for this side of my world. You wasn't privy to this, but I'm so thorough that when I get up in you, I'm guaranteed to make you burrow in my burrow, have your mind running crazy like a crack addict squirrel due to beating that thing up till it turns into a pearl, turning your yogurt into sherbet, then blending it into multitudes of sculptures full of ice cream swirls. But next time, do me a favor and bring some more your girls. Come back. Matter of fact, run back so that I can run some cum on their back, understanding me? Quick standing, she, expanding deep down in your canopy. I'm talking Phantom League insanity, give you all this vanity from the man in me that's guaranteed to leave you effed up visiting my planet, see, haphazardly. But the crazy thing is you'll return because you'll need that burn, yearning from what you learned, saying you earned your turn, meeting adjourned, had to let him damage me from this workout. Four-way hazard insanity. When I'm done, you're going to need the entire hospital staff. Call your doctor and your nurse out from being burnt and turned out. They'll ask, what's the cause of death? Doctor, you ain't been listening to nothing I've been fucking telling you. It's his four-way hazard insanity workout. Four-way hazard insanity workout. This nigga has fucked me up for life. His four-way hazard insanity workout. Blaze and peace.
Don't be hurting nobody, and don't be making us no conspiracy to your violent way.
Talk about four. Him. One, two, and making us get in trouble too. But Lord have mercy. Can I just say one thing? You are back. You are back. Like you never left. Mm-hmm. It's like I never left. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. You went in and you went hard and you went strong and woo. Mm-hmm.
Went long.
I said, oh,
went long, went deep.
I'm gonna tell you, when you go in, you go in. Am I right, Diva?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, this is classic Blaze. Absolutely. Absolutely. All I gotta say is don't hurt nobody. Okay, because it sounds to me like you want to twist my ass like a pretzel.
Okay.
Don't be making us no confusion. Thank you once again, Blaze, for sticking around while we spun the block and bringing us more of that awesome poetry of yours. I'm going to let you go on back over there to the Temptation Station Lounge, and I'm telling you, just like I told everybody else, drinks are on the house. Breaking stuff ain't. Don't break nothing. Yeah.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Take care.
Wow.
All right, Dave. I don't know what it is, but I'm getting a little, just a tiny bit hoarse. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's the weather switching up on me, but this has been an amazing show. I'm so happy that you are back. Okay, I enjoyed my panel of divas that I brought in here, but you know, you and I, we got something special going on here. So I'm gonna let you go ahead.
Or should I?
Yeah. You can close it out. You can absolutely close it out. That's what I was getting ready to say anyway, because I was handing it over to you.
Okay. Well, this last piece is called Clipped Wings.
Mike is yours.
Thank you. My wing was clipped a while ago. Couldn't move without pain. I was crying. I had to cry because the pain was so bad. It felt like I wanted to die. I'm still healing to this day. And one day I tried to fly. To my dismay, my other wing got clipped. My sound was silenced, but I was still here on this side of the dirt. I was mournful yet grateful while healing. I formed a cocoon to buffer myself from the world. I needed to speak, but I was so weak. I waited while I was refined. I had faith I'd come out like gold. And I was impatient because I was tired of listening. I wanted to speak, but I was still weak. And I was frustrated. One morning I awakened and I was heard. I was so elated. Now the pain is gone and I'm about to fly. The Most High healed me. I believed even though I couldn't see. Now and forever, I'm blessed and highly favored by the best. That's that piece.
What I'm talking about. Well, Diva, I got a short piece real quick. I'm a sit for y'all, and then we can close this out. All right.
All right.
Love. Real love is absolute. It does not calcify because love can never be hurt or disappear or die. Love transcends time, space, energy. I come from love. I am love. And when it is my time, I shall lead through love. See, my love heals and transforms because my love is beyond space and time. Everything I do is a love language. I'm not ashamed of my kindness, my gentleness, nor my forgiveness because it is of the purity in my heart. And if you tend to the garden within it, I will be an ever-blooming rose. But I am also the perfect storm. The
because love isn't just in my heart. Love is between my legs. And you must match the apex lover within me first. You must also be a skilled swimmer, because you will always be in the deep end in my waters. So know that if I allow you in, you are worthy. And I will strip who I am to become who you need. Will you allow me to love you? Because I have no fear of allowing you to love me. And Diva, it seems as though we got a hand up here, another caller. So I'm going to let him in. Made it in just in time. Because guess what? Guess what? You know the Blog Talk lady ain't got no chill. Let's this is another host of the Epiphany family, Mr. Tuesday Night. So Mojave. Hey Avi, how you doing tonight?
Hey,
how
you doing?
Hey Avi. rather quickly. Hey. I saw the message. I was like, all right, sit, get over here. Quick. Sorry. Let me get up in the air. Let me jump in here.
That's what I did. So I don't know what's going on. I have no idea. But, you know, I'm just going to be here.
Just open mic, baby. Just give us whatever you got, because everything that you got just makes love to us. So I'm going to move out of that.
Never lie.
Okay. Put the spotlight on you.
I'm just going to goof off. Hold on. I'm just going to goof off. You got to give me a second. I'll see if I can goof off. Can y'all hear that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to do this prompt that I got from Sunrise Squad. And it's a writing based off of a fable that you had to come up with yourself. So... so it's like whatever you come up with, you know, plot, conflict, resolution, maxim, you know, that you have to choose your animal, element, whatever. So this is what I came up with. So let me just bring this back for a second. Hope it's not too loud, right? It's not too loud, right?
That's good. Yeah, the mic is yours.
Okay. The tale of the sun and the moon. The sun. The sun was lonely, as he said. He can only begin to see the moon. The moon, appreciative of the sound, speak as she used his words to shine brightly. She was friends with the ocean, and as it would be, ocean would wave at the first light of the moon. Ocean said, I love how bright you shine. I am mirror, you can see your face upon me. And moon said, that's so lovely, but I'm lonely. And someone has left these sweet words and they make me glow. I go through so many phases. But these words are always warm and they never fail to make me shine. Ocean said, my lover is sky and I will talk to sky and sky. May know who left this illumination that makes you feel so right. Ocean awoke Sky, who was getting some shut eye, and said, excuse me. May I kiss you, Sky? As we are locked in love on the horizon, may I know that you may know the words that shine through you. Sky opened his eye and said, hello, my love. Yes, I do. I call it day. Day is a result of the spoken word by Ray. Ray. It's called Sun, who shines. And Ocean said, Ray, those are the words that bring light, and they are so comforting to Moon. Moon uses them to light night, and I guess when your friend Sun sets on the horizon is when Moon is arising. So Ocean and Sky huddled close, kissed after they spoke. They told each of their friends what they discovered when they awoke. And Moon said, bring the sun to me. Bring it to me on your back so I may show him the love he may lack. And sun said, bring the moon to me. Let me shine for her so brightly, since she knows that she is loved nightly. Ocean and sky connect them across the divide, and they will beat as the moon rises and sunset to a rhythm that they could trust. They fell in love, married, and bore a child that they named Dusk. And the moral of the story is, opposites attract, and if your words were a love, they will align, alight, connect, contact. And some of your closest friends aid in the movement of your love and trust, as it serves an example to help you to find the one that you know to be loved and to be enough. That's the piece.
Wow. Wow.
You know what? I'm going to bed. I'm a puddle on the floor. I'm a puddle. So somebody just needs to bring a mop me up and just send me to bed. Dang it.
You should go puddle.
He does it. He did it again.
Always.
I'm like,
it's absolutely
go again.
Always beautiful. I love the metaphor. Oh my God. And they got together and had a child, a baby named Dust. Oh my God. You know what? Only you could come up with something like that, huh? That was absolutely amazing. As always. I got to listen to that again. That was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And before I let you skate up out of here, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
I'm glad you asked me that question. Hold on for a second. Let me get my thing going. Quick, fast. Hold on. Here we go. This upcoming Tuesday night, here on the 50 Radio Universe, the Starship, where we boldly go where the poems have never gone before, is a for real entertainment network where we encourage you to take your socks off a big baby. Now, we are going to have more counsel, and we are going to be discussing incredibly dope topics. One of the main ones we're going to talk about, what it is to be a step parent, and how to deal with that, and other things that are going to go on in the public sphere. We've got a lot of good topics. It's going to be a lot of stuff happening back and forth, and we're going to kick it. We're going to kick the Willy Boat Ball on Tuesday, 9 p.m. here on Block Talk Radio, the 50 Radio Universe of a Real Entertainment Network, where we encourage you to take your socks off. A big, a big bear.
Awesome.
That's the stuff. Thank you so much.
I'm gonna change it up. I'm gonna start doing the laugh. I'm gonna start doing the yeah.
You gonna get a pink slip? Keep playing.
All right.
I think I've been fired Dave yet. So if he fired Dave, he got fired Dave. Then J Rob, then me. That's kind of all that's gonna happen, you know.
Oh, that's how that is.
He loves Jared. Mm-hmm. Let Jared go. So, you know, I don't know.
Oh, man. That's what's up. All right, I'm going to let you go on over there. You got a crowd over there in the Temptation Station Lounge. You know, Miss Lips, Lady F, Dr. J. Who else over there?
C-Double.
I forget. C-Double's over there, too. Go on over there. Don't break nothing. The drinks are in the house. Break yourself. Ain't.
That's all I'm paying to do is drink stuff. Let me stop. I'm kidding.
Lord.
I'm joking.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
One night.
All right. One love, one night.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, this show has been amazing. amazing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just say this. As always, y'all continue to love and respect one another. Get that good relationship going with yourself because they're in line spirit. Be safe. Be smart. And I'm going to say, peace. Diva?
Yeah. To everybody, thank you so much for listening in and participating tonight. And, yes, I am back to stay. So I expect to see y'all next week in the place, in the Temptation Station. All right, Diva?
All right.
Down the loop.